And welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We are on episode 118. Which is crazy. We are going back to our series of hashtag Bookstagram made me do it. Because I feel like this is one of like the most Bookstagrammy ones.
Yeah, probably.
We are going to talk about Before the Coffee Gets Cold.
Yes.
Because this is one, aside from the fact that I feel naturally like I'm on CoffeeGram.
Oh, yeah.
So it just, like, naturally comes up all the time.
That makes sense.
Right? Because everyone, like, saw in all the, like, coffee pictures, and then it's on, like, the Bookstagram, and it's like, I just feel like I saw it so much all the time. And then I realized that it was about time travel.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know... A little bit.
All right. So Before the Coffee Gets Cold, I am not going to attempt the Japanese pronunciation.
No.
is a 2015 novel by Toshikazu Kawaguchi. And it tells of a cafe in Tokyo that allows its customers to travel back in time. There are actually a bunch of rules, which we'll talk about.
Yes,
but
yes,
the
yes.
main one where the title comes from is they have to return before their coffee gets cold.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently it was actually originally began as a play, which I think totally makes sense. And it would really, yeah. It would do so well as
I can totally see it as a play because it would only be one set.
Yeah. Cause even the like stuff, you know, where we talk about like the other people, you know, in the gardens or like when, Hiray goes home and like that kind of stuff, that's still something in a play. You could easily just still have that same set. And then like, either just have them talk about it or, you know, have something kind of off to the side where, like, a picture comes up on a wall or something. Exactly. So that's really cool. And, yeah, it was translated into English by Jeffrey Trousselot. We're all about the translations. Our last episode was a translation. Yeah. Yes. 2017, a sequel was released, which is Before the Coffee Gets Cold, Tales from the Cafe. And... another sequel, a second sequel, a third quill, Before Your Memory Fades, was released in 2022. I have all of them. I have not read all of them yet.
That's valid. I don't have all of them, but I would like to read all of them.
Yes. I definitely started reading the second one accidentally because I got all three in physical form because they're a little bit small and they're hardcover and they're cute and they're just
very cute.
Speaking of the Bookstagrams, you know, like they're grabbable.
They are. They're very aesthetic.
But before that, at some point I'd gotten the first one, so Before the Coffee Gets Cold, on my Kobo because it was on sale. But I never read it. But what I didn't realize this time when I thought I was starting to read it was that clearly the second one at some point had also gone on sale and I got it on my Kobo. So I was definitely like a solid few pages into the second one, so like Tales from the Cafe, and because it's on your Kobo, like you can't really like visually tell the difference because like they're each one in physical form is a different color. But like I'll read, I was just like, I feel like I'm too confused for like the first three pages. And then I realized that I was reading the wrong one. But apparently, in 2018, it was adapted into a film called Cafe Funiculi Funicula, which I did not know, and I feel like I need to investigate. But it also sounds like it might be being adapted into a television series, which I feel like probably the first film was probably, like, in Japan, in Japanese.
I would think so,
whereas maybe the TV series will be, like, English.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm just trying to see if this is going to tell me anything here. No, that took me back exactly where I was. Cool. but yeah, so do we want to start off with just like listing the rules?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Because I have them written down.
Oh, amazing. I love that. I love that you did that. Yeah. Okay, what are our rules?
So number one, you can only meet people who have visited the cafe. Number two, the present cannot be changed by visiting the past. Number three, you have to sit in that specific seat and only there. Number four is that you have to remain in that specific seat. You cannot get up. And then number five, you have to drink the coffee before it gets cold.
Nice.
And if you don't, then you end up stuck there.
Yes. You become like a ghost or something, right? Like the lady that's...
Yeah. Like the lady that is sitting there.
Yeah. And like if you get up from the seat, you're automatically bumped back to the present, right?
Yes.
Is that how that worked, if I'm remembering correctly?
And like technically there's a few other rules, like you can actually only go once. Like you could only time travel once.
Yes.
But like that is one that like you kind of learn later.
Mm-hmm.
And even just you can't like, you can only sit in the seat when the ghost lady gets up. Like you can't try and make her get up because otherwise then she curses you.
Yes.
Which honestly makes it even better.
Just like a temporary curse.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of seemed like, because like one of like the servers sort of knew how to uncurse you. And I also love that the cafe is called Funiculi Funicula, because even though I don't know the song, I just immediately start singing the song. And I feel like it probably was in, like, in my head, I always see Elaine from Seinfeld, so it must be, like,
some
sort of episode there. I can't, again, I don't remember exactly what it is, but, like, just always, yeah. I don't know what it's from. Oh, wait, here.
I don't know what it's from either.
It's a Neapolitan song composed by Luigi Denza, blah, blah, blah. It was written to commemorate the opening of the first funicular railway on Mount Vesuvius.
Sure.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like, it's, like, been in a lot of, like, random stuff on, like, video games and movies and stuff. Huh. Would have not... Also, like, in our last episode when we were talking about random translated songs, would not have thought this was about, weird trains.
Right?
Like, what's a funicular train? Now I just have more questions.
Right?
As always.
I was wondering that as well. What is a funicular train?
Right? I don't know.
We're getting so sidetracked already.
And then this is when the episode literally goes off the actual rails. Our funicular train has gone down.
Oh, boy.
It's a type of cable railway system that connects points along a railway track laid on a steep slope.
Huh. All right, cool.
So basically some sort of train that has to have ropes because it's super steep on like an incline.
Right.
And there's like a single cars that like go up and down. Oh, exceptional examples. Yes, please. I've never heard of any of these. The Strusbahn in Switzerland. Cool.
Okay.
Dresden Suspension Railway. They're all in random places I've never heard of.
Cool. Love that.
But basically, giant, super slopey mountain. Some sort of train car.
Amazing.
Yes.
Now we know.
Yeah. So the book was split into four sections.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was going to be sort of like contained, but then it ends up being like all tied together, which was so good and so cool. And like how you kind of like get that little bit more in each one.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
Cause I also thought it was just going to be like four separate instances of time travel, which it is. But like you said, I thought they were going to be contained. Like I thought they were just going to be visitors to the cafe.
Well, and especially just the way that it's laid out, too, right? Because it's, like, one, the lovers. So you're just like, oh, it's about them. And, like, two, husband and wife. Okay. But then, yeah, like, once, especially just, like, reading the lovers, like, it just, that's where you kind of start learning about the cafe and hearing the rules. But then you think it's just about Goro and Fumiko. But, like, because you kind of, you know, learn the other, the cast of characters and, like, the people that are in the cafe. And then when you get to the second one, you're like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the husband was the guy from before. And then, like, when you get to the next one. That was really cool. But I will let you start talking about the first section, because otherwise I'm just going to...
Okay. No, I love that. Okay. So, anyway. So I thought they were all going to just kind of be like Fumiko, who like comes in and she really wants to travel back in time. Or does it start with her? It starts with her and Goro, right? Like in real time, when he's breaking up with her.
Well, yeah, in that weird, because it's kind of like super awkward. Because yeah, he's not really saying, "Hey, I'm breaking up with you," but he's like, "Hey, I got this job in America and I'm going to America."
Right.
And she's like, "So you're breaking up with me?"
And then we get a little bit of like backstory of the two of them. And like she's really fixated on the idea of going back in time to talk to him, even after she hears all the rules of like, although she does have a few moments where she's like, what is even the point of this? Like, no wonder. She talks a little bit about how the cafe has had, like, there was a rumor going around that you could time travel in this cafe, and there used to be like lineups out the door, but then it kind of all faded away. And she was like, no wonder, because all of these rules make it seem kind of pointless if you can't change the present and you can't like move from your spot or anything like that, then like what is really the reason for going back? But she still really wants to do it. So just because like she didn't like the way that she reacted, I guess, when they were talking the first time, or like not really talking. And yeah, she just like wanted to go back and actually say some things to him.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it was so hard because, like, you could tell. I don't know if she would have gone if he had asked her to go with him, but, like, yeah, you could just tell that, like, there was just something that wasn't said. And that's what, even like with their background, like they were kind of very different, but when they ended up like working together, they just really hit it off, and like I guess sort of in that like opposites attract kind of a thing. And but like you don't totally know, like again, like you keep getting more and more little breadcrumbs about like who they are, and then just like the story in general. Like it was such a really good like setup kind of first section. But that's when we kind of like we sort of start to learn a few of the other people. So Kazu is one of the waitresses there, and I can't remember if we learn his name yet or not, but there is like a man who's like sitting at the counter and seems to be like, that regular that sits at the counter at the coffee shop. And a nurse comes in to like check on him, and you're like, oh, okay, like again, ooh,
I
foreshadowing things that we
know.
don't know, and then you're like, oh my God. But Fumika's mad because like technically he's sort of waiting in line, and like this is when we learn that the lady in white reading in the white dress reading the book is actually a ghost. And you can't like make her get up. You have to like wait till she goes to the bathroom. Which is then like one of the rules, so you only have like that sort of chunk of time. And you're just like, Fumiko just feels so like frazzled the whole time, or like she doesn't care about like the rules, she just wants to go, she just wants to go. And then yeah, like that whole like that's when she gets mad, and you're just like, oh man, I just like felt for her.
I know, right? So yeah, we do get, I think, most of our characters in this first section, but like not really in depth. We just kind of like they're there and you're not sure, like you don't really know how much they're going to carry forward. So anyway, the guy, the older guy that's there, who she is very discouraged to discover is also waiting in line to get into this seat, ends up leaving with the nurse lady that comes in. So then she's like, haha, I can get in there. And eventually that she does get up, so she sits down. And this, I think this is when she finds out that she has to get back before the coffee gets cold. Right? Like, is it Kazu that's doing all of this, right? So yeah, so that's when she tells her, like, you have to. And it's so funny because Fumiko doesn't even like coffee. So it's like a whole thing about like, oh, what if it's too bitter and gross and I don't want to drink it? Like, how am I going to do this? But yeah, and you have to like figure out, like you have to have the time that you want to get back there in your mind. So like this is a pretty simple one, because she just wants to go back to that same day that they were there when they were when they broke up.
Yeah. Oh, and because I can't remember, because she comes back and it's like the next week or a few weeks later. I can't remember.
Because she's almost started to become like a semi-regular. And so she does. She goes back.
Well, I love that it's like a ritual, right? Because like it's only Kazu who like sort of has the magical powers or whatever. And like it's this special teapot and this cup, and she brings it out. And like as you start pouring it, then all of a sudden you like end up there, and like you have that moment of like, because like you're in the same place,
Yes,
but then
in
like
the
you
exact
realize
same
that it's like
spot.
a different time, and you have to,
Well, and that was another interesting thing about the cafe is that it doesn't have, it's like it's in a basement basically. Like you have to walk down, like one of those ones where you have to take the steps down and it's like under, and you have to walk through like, I guess like the little door, and then you're in the cafe, so you can't actually see it right away. So there's no windows. So there's no way to tell what time it is or what time of day it is out in the world. And there's, I think, three different clocks, and none of them, no one knows which one is the right time. So it's impossible to tell what time it is in the cafe unless you have your own timer on you. So like that sort of adds to the whole displacement of the time travel thing too, because like not only do you have to try and figure out when you want to travel to, but then there's no outside, there's no like visible indicators in the cafe of like what time it even was.
Well, and just like that's the whole part of like you can only meet someone who's been in the cafe, because you have to like, because you can only be in the cafe, so you have to then like sort of manifest that moment, so like hopefully you're landing on the right day, which does come up later, like the right day and the right time, so that then that person will be there at that time, and you're just like, oh man.
But it works, and she gets there, and Goro's there, and they get to talk. And like she's still a little like frazzled and worried because she's like half focused on her coffee and whether or not it's getting cold, but then also like I guess slightly frustrated with herself because as always with these things where you think you're going to go back and be like totally perfect in everything you want to say, it never goes the way you planned it to go.
No, because it, and it kind of had that like cutting back and forth of like them talking, but then in her head like saying what she wanted to say, but like not saying it out loud. Just like absolutely, I feel like every human would be like when you just always have those things like going through your head, but then it's like, ugh, and you can tell like she has that kind of, you know, when you'd be like sitting in a chair and you're like physically kind of like, ugh, like you're trying, like you're trying to say something, like you're moving because you're like trying to say something, but like, oh yeah.
But this is what was really interesting to me. So like they have a good conversation, and we end up finding out that he sort of like I guess was kind of insecure in their relationship the whole time. Like he was thinking that she was going to find somebody better than him, and so he'd never really let himself get, I guess, too in it.
Well, and you learn like he has like some sort of like facial burn scar. So then you kind of, now that we've sort of like gone through the whole set, like you realize that, yeah, that was part of it. It wasn't just like, you know,
And
the.
she, by all accounts, is like model gorgeous.
So that's why it was like even like personality, but also just like societal looks wise, like they were opposites. But when they ended up together, and I can't remember exactly how, but basically, like, you know, like she realizes that he did love her, or he does love her, or whatever, and like he'll be back in 3 years. So it's kind of this, like, again, nothing changes. Like when she comes back to the present time, like it's still, he's still gonna be in America. They're still gonna be like not together, but at least like they kind of were able to like actually have that talk and like share their feelings and stuff. And you're just like, oh.
And too, she says, like, you can't change the present, but would it change the future? So, like, now that they've had this conversation, if they're both still single when he gets back, like, maybe it'll work out after all. So that was really cool. I liked that a lot.
When I like to like always the like when different people come in, or like especially also when they're actually in the moment of time traveling, It like stops and as if like the door opens and there's like the like clang dong, and it has that like break on the page too, where it just, and that's such a like, I mean, obviously that's the point. You can hear the clang dong, like when you read it, like you can hear that, like, not doorbell, but
But
bell
yeah,
over a door.
not a doorbell that you would ring on like a house door, but like a doorbell in like
When you
a
go into a
cafe.
store and that like ding ding like that, yeah. That clang dong. I was like, oh man, this is so
Right.
good.
Yeah, and so that's our first one. It's so funny too. She like dumps a bunch of sugar in her coffee so that she can like chug it down when she realizes it's getting too cold. She's like, "Oh God, don't want to get stuck as a ghost." But yeah, and she feels like better about it, so it's peace of mind from it, which is great. And yes, this is totally where I thought like, oh, okay, now we're moving on to the next one. It's going to be the same kind of a situation. We're going to do exactly the same thing here. False. Start to learn more about these people that work in the cafe time.
So the man who is like the regular who sits at the counter, and I'm gonna end up saying it wrong at some point during this episode, but it's Fusagi. But my brain, because I grew up in the 90s, only can read it as Fugazi,
I've seen the same thing, so
which was a punk band.
and I also kept having to be like, wait. I kept transposing that like so much in my just in my head, and yeah, I had to double check it before we started this because wait, what was it?
Just one of those, like, oh, do I have my mother's dyslexia? Cool. Okay. But yeah, so then we learn his name, and then I was pronouncing it as like Kotake.
That's how I was pronouncing it as well.
His wife, who we end up learning is the nurse who came in the first chapter,
Yeah.
because he has Alzheimer's. Oh.
Made me so sad.
I know, but they're married, and yeah, so like again, we think it's just like, because at first you thought he, like she was his like,
His
personal
like
nurse kind of,
nurse,
yeah,
yeah.
like, but we learn that she's his wife, she just happens to be a nurse, and therefore yes, can obviously also take care of him more, and I'm just like, oh man, also just because like Alzheimer's is so sad.
It's so awful.
Oh.
So yes, at some point, I can't remember if we learned it in the last chapter. I don't remember when we learned that he has something, he has a letter for his wife. Is it in this chapter?
I think it's just in this one, because in the other one, like, we don't, I feel like he talks about, like, because he has his, like, travel magazines or whatever, which
Right.
then we learn here it's because they used to travel to all these gardens, because, like, he was a gardener or, like, a
Yeah.
landscaper, and those are some of the things that he kind of remembers, but not necessarily that, like, they went there together, but, like, he remembers that he went there, and, like, sometimes he'll remember stuff, so, like, he makes notes, so, like, in his little, like, magazine, he was, like, making notes about stuff, because, like, it's part of the little things that, for now, are keeping him like tethered to those memories. But yeah, so then he does have a letter for her, and then that's the one of the times she comes in, and like that ends up being like the first time that he
Oh, he
forgets
doesn't.
who she is. Oh.
It's so sad.
'Cause at least before he seemed to still like know her name and know that she was a nurse slash his nurse, and like maybe okay, he wasn't always remembering that she was his wife, but then you have that moment, like actually in the book, play out where he just forgets who she is. And you can just tell, like, it's just so crushing for her. So then this one ends up being about Kotake wanting to go back. Because he has this letter or whatever.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I can't remember who it is that suggests that maybe it's a love letter, if it was Kazu or if it was somebody else.
Yeah, so Kei and Nagare are the owners. They're a married couple. And then Kazu is Kei's sister. And like she's a server, so her and Kei are like both servers. And then Hirei is like a Hirei, is like a regular, but she owns the bar next door.
Right.
And then Usagi is the gentleman who always sits at the counter. And Kotaki is his wife. And Fumiko is the girl from the first chapter.
Yes.
But she comes back.
She does.
Think I got them all sorted.
I was pleasantly surprised to see her come back. But yeah, I can't remember who exactly says it, suggests it's a love letter, and Kotaki is immediately like, no. Like, that's not the kind of guy he is. Like, and then we find out that, like, with his upbringing and everything, he's like, he was only kind of barely literate. Like, it took him a long time to read certain things and to write. Like, he couldn't write very well. So it took him a long time to write. And we get like their whole story of how they like, I guess, like their courtship, I suppose. Where they were like writing letters back and forth, and she would always write him these long letters, and then he'd give her like a really short reply because he wasn't able to, like, it took him so long to write out everything that he was writing. And so she thought that he was kind of not interested anymore. So she gave him sort of, I guess, an ultimatum where it was like, if you don't want to do this anymore, like,
Fine, just tell me.
fine, just tell me, just like, don't reply to this letter or something. And then the next one he sent her, he wanted to get married.
Ugh, I know. And then,
Yeah.
yeah, so like that's when she learned that like he wasn't super great at writing. So that's why then this letter, she's like, no.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, she's like, oh, there's this letter. Like, I wonder what it.
Right. She wants to know what it says. And then she sort of has it in her head that it might be a love letter. And so then she has to try and figure out when she can go. This is where, like, the sort of timing of things, you can see how it can get tricky, because she wants to go back far enough that he remembers who she is, like, not just her name, but like that she is his wife. And that it's a day where he would have the letter, and obviously a day that he was in the cafe. And so then you can see that, like, you can kind of get away with not being specific on like an exact date and an exact time, the way that Fumiko was. So she just like has this sort of like image in her head of like him with his, I think, his little like briefcase or something.
Yeah, he had a little like case that he always like put his papers and magazines and
And
stuff
like
in.
a day that he remembered her. So.
Well, then it ends up being like she goes back to a day where I don't know if the way that I understood it was where he had realized that he had Alzheimer's,
Yes.
but like it wasn't official yet, and like she didn't totally know or something.
Yeah, it was like early enough that he knew.
Yeah, like there was a few
Like, he
times where
hadn't
like he had
yet.
forgotten things,
Yes.
but like maybe he had gone and like gotten his own diagnosis before like she fully clued in, and like they went and got like a proper,
I
because she
think so.
talks about that, like where it's like she goes and like she talked to different doctors and stuff like that. So it's just kind of like he had this realization really early on and then wrote this letter and had been carrying it around this whole time.
Well, because then we find out that he would not have had the letter if he didn't know that he had Alzheimer's. So, because that was why he wrote it. And
And I'm just like, oh.
it's a point, I think we realize that it's at a point where she's already figured it out. Like, she already knows that something is wrong. He just hasn't officially told her, and she doesn't know for sure. But enough has been happening, and she's a nurse. Like, she recognizes these things.
Yeah, so like they've both been having the realizations and kind of like been trying to figure it out and talking to people, but they haven't talked to each other about it. Yeah. Well, but then like the letter is also just like, ugh, if it gets
I
really
know.
bad or if like I forget you, leave me.
It was so sad. It was so sad.
Well, and especially because at this point we know that like the exact opposite has happened, where she has specifically like become his nurse.
Yeah. And like, he recognizes that that will happen. Like, he's like, I know that this is what you'll do. That is not what I want you to do.
Which just like made it even so much
Oh, I
better
know.
in that way of like they just know each other so well and they're such a great pair and like, ugh.
And does she get to take the letter back with her?
I can't remember.
Remember either, because I
I
feel like
feel
I should
oh.
remember that because I was like, wait, can you take things with you
Yeah.
from the
Oh no, that's a
past
really
to
good
the present?
question.
And I mean, like, I guess you kind of can because.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't remember.
Right?
Yeah. Because, yeah, like in my head, she had taken the letter, but now that you've just, like, asked me out loud, I'm like, oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I think she did.
Yeah. Yeah, because I
Yep.
feel like she had it later.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yes, and because Kay and Kazu end up reading the letter as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So she does. She brings it back with her, which is cool. You can like bring stuff back from the
Yes.
past.
Oh, man.
And then I'm like, so does that mean that the letter is no longer on? Like if it doesn't change the present.
Yeah.
And see, this is where we get all the weird timey-wimey.
Yeah, 'cause
Right?
it's
Because
time
if
travel.
he's been carrying this letter around, then he would no longer be carrying this letter around, right? If she takes it. Or is it the kind of thing where, like, because he's forgotten and
Yeah.
maybe he's not actually carrying this letter around, maybe he just thinks he is.
See, and then once you start mixing time travel with Alzheimer's, then everything is just, oh man. If you also want us to talk about, to listen to us go crazy about time travel, listen to our episode on Eating the Dinosaur by Chuck Klosterman, which at this point was so long ago
So long ago.
that I know there was an essay on time travel, and I know that like it blew our minds. And we again talked about all this because we're always the logistics police. If you listen to our other podcast,
True.
Teenage Daydream, and like, oh man, like so many people, all we want to do is figure out the logistics of time travel. But yeah, now that you brought up this letter, it's just my mind's just
Yeah.
imploding
Yeah, I know. Well, because and there's like a whole thing too, right, about how impossible it is to,
Yeah.
which I think they go into in the next chapter.
Yeah.
About how like a whole like hypothetical scenario, like if somebody traveled back into the past and shot somebody, that person would be fine, even if it looked like, even if it was like.
Yeah, like in the hospital, and the doctors are
Miracles, all
like,
miracles. Yeah, even if it
this
was like,
is,
yeah,
we cannot save this person. Their heart is
exactly.
exploded. They would
This
still
like happened to
somehow.
be a really like famous, talented surgeon there that day, and they would absolutely save them. Like everything would just happen exactly the way it needed to in order for that person to live so that the present wasn't changed. And it's like, oh, that's so cool.
Which is so crazy. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
I know.
This book just keeps getting sadder the further you go on, basically.
Oh.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so the next one is the sisters, right?
Well, it starts like, how does it, because it starts like kind of in the past, like there's a girl in the seat doing the time traveling,
Yes.
and Nagari had like made her toast and like whatever, but she like he kept asking her like, are you not here to meet someone? Like that's kind of what you're supposed to do here, and she's kind of being like, you know, weird about it. But then like Kay comes in and she's pregnant, and the girl's like, oh hey, like can I take a picture with you? And everyone's like, okay, this is weird, whatever, but sure. Like, and then the time traveling girl, her time's up. Like, she drinks her coffee and she's gone. So you're just kind of like, what?
I knew exactly what was happening here.
Yeah. Same. Same. And I was living for it. But also it was I really liked it just because, so at this point we've been following the people who were wanting to do that.
Yes.
But then this was one of the times where it just like happened. Because I feel like that's actually how it would be, right? Like, yes, in the present, if you were Kazu or whoever, like, you know what's happening, but then when it's 2 years before or whenever, and like all of a sudden someone's just there, then you have that weird moment of like, okay, this person's time travel. Like,
Right? I know. You don't have to think about it that way, but
just be like, okay. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, then I just really liked too, like, there was also just like a whole bunch of like coffee brewing method talk.
Oh, yeah, that
It
was
was just
fun.
like so nerdy because like everyone kind of makes coffee differently. Like, some usually the coffee's served in like a glass thing, but then sometimes Negari makes like, special pour over stuff, and like there's different machines, and then it just got like coffee nerdy stuff, and I was like, yes. Because that's just always my favorite stuff because I have all of that stuff.
Right.
And I'm not going to buy the little machine that I had in my hotel room that made really good espresso. Unless I can figure out how to move some of my counter stuff around a little
Yeah, right.
bit. Man, yeah. The amount of coffee that I brought back with me, oh my goodness. It's really good. And then this way I didn't have to pay shipping. It just cost me a week-long trip. It's fine.
Right. I mean, that's perfect, really.
But yeah, so then in this third part, we learn more about Hooray and how she has like the little bar next door.
And her sister.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I think in a previous chapter she was avoiding her sister, right? Like,
Yes, that's what I have written down too. So I think it was in the chapter before. Her sister is there and writing her a letter. Letters again. And so we learn that Hooray was like about to go back to her bar. But then she like heard that her sister was like saw that her sister was coming in, so she like literally was like ducked down hiding underneath the bar of like the counter at the
Of the
thing
cafe. Yeah.
while then her sister was writing a letter. And then like once her sister leaves, like Kazu goes to give it to her and she's like, no, it's fine, like she's just gonna want me to go back home to like because it was her younger sister. So we learned that like her family had had an inn. And as the oldest child, like in theory, she should have like taken over and like been running it, but she left. She hit 18 and she was out. So her younger sister was taking over it. So she always just assumed, so like her parents had stopped talking to her because she left, and she just always assumed that her sister wanted her to come home so that she could take over, and then her sister could like leave and have a life, kind of a thing. Ugh. And in my head, when I was reading this, it didn't feel so sad, but then. Again, now that you keep talking about it, I'm like, this is so sad.
No, it's horrifically sad, actually. I found this extremely sad.
Well, and then, because it's just such a, like, of course, right? Like, so she did that, she avoided her, and then her sister died in an accident on her way home. And, like, the only time she ever left the inn was the few times when she came into Tokyo to try and talk to Hiroi and have her come home. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, so she has to go to the funeral. And then her parents like blame her for it, which is awful.
Well, yeah, so like they're like blaming her like double again now. And you're just like, oh. And at first she's just so like, because everyone's like, wait, you're back already? Like, wasn't the funeral like just like a couple
Like
hours ago kind of
this
thing? Like, she
morning?
literally just like went and then like was in,
Yeah, came
out kind
back
of a
to the city.
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just like, okay. She's like, oh no, I'm gonna open the bar, blah, blah. And you can tell it's that weird like grieving, trying to process things. Where it's coming out the opposite, but then like really on the inside, she was clearly just like distraught, which is then when she decides to go back to time travel, to go back to that day where her sister was writing the letter.
So that she can actually talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this was really interesting too, because I guess, like, when people are going back to see people who have died,
Yeah.
there's always a greater risk that they're not going to come back
Yeah.
in time, which makes sense. And so they have like a little alarm that like they stick in the coffee, just like a little stick, so that it obviously is reading the temperature of the coffee. So
Yeah.
that when it starts getting too cold, it goes off so that you know, and so you can drink your coffee and actually like not get stuck in the past. So that's what they give her, that so that she doesn't stay.
Oh.
Ugh. God, it's so awful.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, because, like, the first time, like, we knew that, like, Fumiko and Garo, like, Garo was fine, like, it was whatever. And then, like, in the next
Right.
one, because it just kind of keeps adding, right? So
Yes,
we know that they're
exactly.
both alive, it's fine. The next one, oh, like, Fusagi has Alzheimer's, so he's losing. But then here, like, this is the first time where it's actually, like, they're going back to see someone who is
Yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
Which then now I'm realizing, yeah, then the next one is, like, even more.
Yeah. Yeah. It just like builds.
Yeah.
Ugh. So yes, she goes back. They end up having like a really good talk.
Yeah.
Because Hiroi ends up saying that she'll come home, right?
Yeah.
And her sister's name is Kumi, is so excited.
One, because one, did we talk about how, like, she got cursed for a hot second?
Oh no, that's right. I forgot about that.
So yeah,
We
so
didn't
because
talk about
she
that.
gets to that point where, because she is, like, in that, like, grief stage,
Yes.
whatever, denial, which one of those, she, like, starts to, like, bother the ghost, so, like, the ghost curses her. But then that's when we learn that, like, only Kazu can lift the curse, and what she does is she keeps, the ghost lady can't refuse coffee. So, like, Kazu keeps offering her coffee, and then as she's drinking it, she's drinking, then she has to go to the bathroom, and that's how she, like, because she sits up, she gets up from her spot, so then that's how, like, it breaks the curse, and then because she has to go to the washroom, like, then that's also the only time that people can do the time traveling, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But yes, but then once Hiroi is with Kumi, that's when we realize that, like, it wasn't what Hiroi thought.
No.
Kumi just wanted her to come home so they could run the inn together and be like
Yeah.
awesome sister innkeepers.
Yeah.
And you were like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then, oh, then Kumi goes to the washroom. And like,
Yes.
that's right when the coffee's getting cold. So like, Hiroi's like trying to refuse to finish the coffee because she wants to see her like
Just like one more
quickly.
time.
And that kind of, so then it turns into this, oh my God, it's like, is she not gonna go back? Is she gonna, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be hard to go back. It's really awful and sad. But she does get to see her one last time, right? As she's coming out
Yeah, just as she's
the
like
bathroom. Yeah,
coming out,
just as
so she
she's
physically gets to see
finishing her
her, and then she
coffee.
like downs the like last cup of coffee as the alarm's going off. And then the fourth section is called Mother and Child.
Yes.
And we get a lot of knowledge about di the different, the summer cicadas and the autumn
Oh yeah,
cicadas,
that's
and
right.
it was just like a super hot summer. They kept talking about that a lot, and like how the
Yeah.
cafe doesn't, it only has a fan, but like it never feels like it needs air conditioning. It was all this like, but everyone at the cafe, they had gotten an email from Hiroi, so we know that she has now actually, like, she has gone back and taken over the inn since Kumi died.
Yes.
And then this is when Fumiko comes back because she's visiting, and you're like, oh man, cool. Now she has like a like her little like place and her like buddies.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I love it. And
Oh.
this is also when we find out more about
Yes,
Kay
yes, yes.
and her heart problem. So she has like a, I don't know if they ever actually say what it is. It's a weak heart, basically.
Yeah, and it was one of those things where, like, so she started not feeling well, But it had happened, like, they've known about it, like, since she was in high school, like, and then that was when she had met Nagare.
Gary.
Like, he had been in an accident where he was, like, trying to save someone and got hit by a car and was trying to, he pulled other people, like, out of a car to save them, and but he was, like, wildly injured, and, like, she called him the mummy man because he was, like, fully, like, wrapped up and stuff. But she just, like, he woke up one day and she told him that she was going to marry him.
Yeah.
I
Cute.
know, it's just so cute. Well, and then, and so, like, when Fumiko was there, she asked them if you can time travel to the future.
Yes.
And Kazu says, like, technically, yes, but you're not able to target a moment like you can when you're going to the past because you know, oh, you know, this person visited at this time. So that's like when Fumiko went back, she knew her and Goro had visited on this day at this time. So, like,
Yeah, and when Hiray went back, like she knew when her sister had been in the cafe, so she was able to go back to that time.
exactly. Well, and that's even then with, like, Fusagi and Kotake, like, she kind of didn't go back to exactly when she thought she was, but, like, at the same time sort of did.
Yeah, but she still had like a specific, like specific parameters of what that moment would look like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then this is when we learn you can only time travel once. So, like,
Yes.
because I think the vibe is sort of like, oh, like, is Fumiko going to try and go to the future to see if her and Garo end up together?
Right.
Because, like, I feel like that's kind of how it came up, because, like, she's there and, like, asking questions and stuff again. And then, yeah, like, Fusagi and Kotake are also there, and, like, again, he's kind of, like, remembering less and less and less. But then we learn that Kei is pregnant.
Yes.
And because of her heart, and, like, she's, like, early on, basically they're saying, like, you will not be able to, you will not make it, like, do you want to make a decision kind of a thing?
Yeah.
And obviously, like, Nagari wants her to be okay, but, like, doesn't want to make that decision for her. So it's just this whole, like, couple situation, and you're just like, oh.
I know.
But if she doesn't, like, as she's been doing this, so, like, however long she is, it's like she's been going through this, like, rapid decline to the point where, like, she's hospitalized for the, like, the last few months chunk of time anyway, or will be hospitalized, because before going to the hospital, she decides to get in the seat and do the traveling, the time traveling, but to the
To the
future.
future.
And then this is too, like, this is then when we learn that, like, because in the future you can't target, like, a spot, a time, a moment, because she wanted to go there 10 years in the future at this time, you know, at, like, 1 p.m. or something, I can't remember. But she ended up going, like, it must have been, like, 10 years at, like, 3 p.m., because that would be 15. And then, but it ended, she ended up being there, like, 15 years at 10 a.m. Like, it, the numbers kind of
Yeah, they
flipped.
got like flipped. And well, and Kazu says like, tell me when you want to go so that I know, and I will take your child there.
And, yeah, because, yeah, she picks, Kay picks, like, her own birthday.
Yeah, so that they would remember.
But, of course, because it got switched, then, like, when she gets there, there's somebody else behind the counter that she's never seen
Yes.
before. And right away, I'm like, oh, no.
Right?
Well, and because she's asking, too, like, can I talk to the manager? And he's like, well, I think that, like, that's me. Or, like, you know, and you're just like,
Yeah, and you're like, what?
oh, no. But we end up, because it's like, we learn that Nagari and Kazu aren't there because, like, they've gone to, wait, not Tokyo, because they're in Tokyo. Somewhere else that's, like, way far
Yeah,
away.
I can't remember where they've
Because,
gone, but
again, it wasn't the day that they had, like, had they known. But eventually then this 15-year-old girl comes in who, like, is helping out in the cafe after school.
And it's the same girl
It's the girl who came to
who
take
was
the
there.
picture.
Yes. Yeah.
And Fumiko is still there. She's, like, was helping
Yeah.
out. Yes.
Love that. Love that for Fumiko.
And then this is when we realize that the girl, Miki, is her daughter, and, like, she's now the one in charge of the tea. Like, Kazu's
Yeah,
kind of,
the
like,
way that
passed it on
Kazu.
to her. So they ended up, like, they did get to meet each other these two times. Because obviously, we learn, like, the whole thing is that, like, Kate does not survive giving birth and stuff like that. And you're just like, ugh. But they still get to see each other. But then, yeah, then there's this thing where, like, Miki makes the coffee now because, like, she's sitting in the chair and, like, oh, man. Oh, it was so good.
He's really
Right,
good.
yeah, like, 'cause, like, that's kind of, like, the end, is that, like, everyone has sort of had these little things wrapped up and tied up, and it was, yeah, it was so good.
It was really good. I really liked it. Yeah, and I loved that at the end with Kay and her daughter, because she was always worried that, like, will she forgive me
Yeah.
for only being able to bring her into this world and not anything else?
And yeah, like she, I think Miki even says, like, no, like, everything's, it's really good. Like,
Yes, like, thank you. It's been hard, but it's been good and worth it. Ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
Man. And I feel like I have, like, so many quotes because it was just, like, so many things were, like, Well, and
Right?
even just.
I mean, I'm terrible at actually remembering to write down quotes, so I did not.
Well, I mean, one that I thought was just so funny, mostly just because we have worked in many a cafe in our
Oh, yeah.
time. And it was in the chapter about Hooray when she had, like, first come across the cafe. Like, she'd opened her bar next door and was coming in. Was overjoyed. Oh, wait, is that the start of it? I can't. Let me just check here. Yeah. She was overjoyed by this finding this place. She found a cafe that didn't pander to customers. Because,
Right,
like,
that's
because that's what it
right.
was. It was very, like, people come in and it's not that, like, oh, hey, how can I get you? Like, it was just, whatever, like, no one really talks to you.
Well, because she comes in, I think, and, like, nobody is there at first except for I think Usagi is just sitting there, and, like, she's like, oh, great, like, everyone's just ignoring me. Nobody cares to make sure I have what I need. This is fantastic.
Yeah, there was no way of anticipating just when one would get served. She liked this kind of cafe. It was a refreshing change from the places that treated you in the same old predictable way.
Incredible.
I mean, yeah, so I was just loved when they were talking about him making coffee because it just sounded so cool. Oh, well, in the Fumiko chapter, at one point it was like she'd reached for her coffee, from which all heat had now gone, with the sweetest part of the experience lost, her mood plummeted further. You're just like,
Oh, yeah.
man. What else? I'm sure I have. But yeah, it was just the way that it all, like, came together and was actually, like, all so woven together was so good. And again, as I said, now that you've made me realize that it was all so sad, now I'm just, my mind's blown.
It's all so sad, just because, like, yeah, I don't know. Just that, like, the idea that I mean, first of all, that you can only time travel once. Like, and then,
Well, even
yeah, I
just, yeah,
don't
like
know. Just
it.
like that, the idea of having the alarm for people who are going back to see somebody who's died just makes so much sense, because, like, how would you ever leave?
Well, and two, just like that whole thing of it doesn't change the present. And, like, they kept talking about it at first, and you're like, okay. Because again, that's always, the time travel rules, right? Was it back, like, if you can't find run into your old self and all the butterfly effect things or whatever. But this kind of negating all of that, right? Like, just saying it just doesn't matter. Then I feel like, Fumiko even says, like, multiple times, like, what even is the point then? But every single one of these people still got something that was so important and so needed, and that closure or that whatever. That, like, it still was worth it, especially, like, with Hooray, like, her sister dying, like, it's not going to change that, but at least they finally got to have that conversation and realize that they were both not thinking the same, like they weren't on the same page or whatever. And I was just, oh, yes.
And even just like the overall sort of our overarching idea, I guess, if you take the time travel out of it, is that like something as simple as having a conversation over like in the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee before it goes cold
Ugh.
is enough to make a difference in a relationship.
Ugh. Which,
Right?
like, it's so it, you know, and just, I mean, yeah, like,
That's all it was. That's all was it was like they needed that extra motivation to have a certain conversation.
yeah.
And it wasn't really like what allows them to have that conversation is knowing that they have that time limit, right? Like knowing that they're not going to have another opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't come across that, like, you know, taking things for granted,
No, not at all.
you know, once in a life, you know, like that kind of thing. It didn't feel like that of the, like, because I feel like some stories kind of get that worse. That's so, like, oh, like, you know, YOLO, like, you got to do this. No, no, no. It didn't have, like, it didn't come off as, like, weird and saccharine and whatever. And just that, like, I don't know, fluffy. I guess probably the reason that I didn't realize that it was so sad was because it was just so beautifully sad that, like, that was just hitting me right in the jam where I like it. So in that, like, yeah, they're having these things where, like, they only had those few moments that they finally had that conversation, and it's not gonna change anything,
Nope.
but it still changes
But it still changes
everything.
everything, yeah. Well, and also I think too the fact that most of these encounters don't go perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, like even with Kay and her daughter, Miki, like they both of them have a hard time even saying anything at all. Like they have so much trouble even trying to like because there's so much that needs to be said, right? That they I think they both kind of get stuck. But they still end up having like this really good
Yeah.
movement. And I think that's why it doesn't come across as too like hokey or something, is because yeah, it all still feels very human.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because
It
I feel
was
like
really good.
sometimes that, right, it's the whole, like, oh, time travel, so you go back and you, like, say the thing that you didn't say, and, like, oh, everything's so great and happy. Which, like, it was, but then it wasn't, yeah, like.
Because they're still stumbling over like what they're going to say, and they're still getting caught up in their own
Yeah.
internal thought process, and they're still like, yeah, I liked that a lot. I
Because,
thought
yeah,
that
like, again, yeah, it's not going to change anything. So, like, Fumiko could have gone and just, like, spewed everything at Garo and be like, no, like, all these things. But, like, she still, like, just had all those internal emotions and nerves and, oh, I don't know. This is a good one.
Right?
Well, and also I just feel like, you know, it hits all of all the things that we like.
Right? It's so true. It's so true.
Was coffee, there was time travel, it was sad. It was the weaving together, you know.
Yeah, I loved the way it all came together. Like, I really, really did. I thought it was really well done.
Well, it's so, yeah, like, I feel like I find that most of what I've read recently, like, it, like, that kind of stuff happens in, like, thrillers and stuff, where, because, again, you're getting, that's what it felt, right? Like, you were getting the little, like, breadcrumbs. Because, you know, like, what did we read? We read Home Before Dark. We did an episode on that. Or even just some of the, like, I read, another Riley Sager earlier this year. And yeah, it's this thing where, like, you're getting those little bits and, like, you think you know who that person is, but then, like, all the people end up weaving, like, interconnected. And then, you know, there's always some sort of, like, huzzah. Obviously, in the thrillers, it's a bit more of a, like, oh, somebody died or something's haunted or whatever. But, like, that, whatever that structure is clearly just, like, what I love.
Yeah,
And
I
that's what
really,
it had
really
here,
enjoyed
too.
it.
As soon as I realized in that second section, chapter, whatever, that it was, like, it wasn't just separate little vignette kind of things, I was, like, in.
Same. Same. That's when I was like, oh yeah, here we go.
Well, I think that's why I was, I mean, I don't want to double check now because I don't want to, like, spoil it for myself or for you, but I think the second one might start with people that we know.
Okay.
And it clearly was in a, like, you should know who, like, you know who these
Right,
people
in a
are.
way that's like, you know who these characters are
And that's why then
already.
I was like, I don't know who these characters are.
Like, but I don't know these people.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it starts. So
Okay.
now that I kind of know, like, how it goes, yeah, I'm much more, yeah.
Also, I would be thrilled if they turned this into a TV show. Also, I would actually like to try and find the film. I'd be interested to see that. And I would love to see this staged as a play. Like, truly, I think it would be very
That would be
interesting.
so good.
I really want to see this in every version possible. Just because I think it'd be interesting to see, like, the way the different modes of storytelling could work.
So yes, it definitely is a Japanese film. I have found it, but I don't know where we can watch it. But we will figure it out.
We're gonna find it. I wonder if it's on Canopy.
That's who that was what I was wondering too.
It's like, it's the.
Yeah, I'll send you the,
Cool.
because
We're
obviously
gonna find
it's not
it.
called this, it's called by the Japanese name,
Yes.
the Kohaiga Samine Uchi ni, or something like that. But
Simple.
yeah, so cool.
What is
Oh
Konnichiwa?
man, straight up.
Yeah, it was great. Fantastic. Love it.
Amazing. Obviously, yes, we would recommend. Like, I think this is like an anyone, everyone, you know.
Yes, I agree.
Just about, yeah. It's just fun. It's just cute. It's just good. Ugh, And yeah, if you like taking pictures for the grams, it's perfect for that.
What? Hilariously, I finished reading this while drinking a cup of tea, not a cup of coffee.
I finished it in my favorite coffee shop with my favorite latte in
Incredible.
Boston.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But my coffee did get cold because I was reading the
That's black.
But unfortunately, I did still somehow end up coming back, so clearly the curse didn't work.
Oh.
Rude.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm trapped there forever in my favorite place. We're gonna be back in 2 weeks with something rather contrasty
Very
to
quite.
this. We're gonna talk about Fight Club, by Chuck Palahniuk slash the movie. It's been a while since we've done a book to screen, page to screen, whatever we call it. We always forget and change our
It's
mind.
I think it's page to screen.
But I'm excited for that. Definitely. I've seen the movie and I've read the book, but I can't remember the last time that I saw the movie or read the book, so excited for
I
that.
haven't seen the movie in a really long
Yeah,
time, so that'll
that's mostly what I was like. I feel like I've probably read the book, which again, I haven't read it in like 15 years,
be
but
interesting. I'm currently reading the book,
I feel like I've read it more recently than I have seen the movie,
Seen
so
the movie, yeah. So,
yeah.
yeah, I'm interested to revisit, so yeah.
I read, I'm like halfway through this time, and it's from what I remember, it's like this might be one of the most bang on to the movies that we've done so far.
Yeah, this is, I mean, even though it's been a while since I've watched
Yeah.
the movie, and I'm about, I think I'm not quite halfway through the book yet, but I'm like, oh, this seems pretty much exactly how I
Yeah,
remember the
and it's
movie
like
going.
reading exactly like the script kind of would, yeah.
Yeah, and I know I'm really curious now to watch the movie and see how much, like,
Same.
anyway,
All I can see is
it'll be a
Edwin
good
saying
compliment.
yes.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Anyway.
But yes, so that will be in 2 weeks. If you've read Before the Coffee Gets Cold or any of the others, obviously let us know. Head to the website, anotherbookontheshelf.com. In theory, we have a blog. Whatever, it's my fault. It's fine.
We also keep up to date with our episodes on
Yes.
there, which
And sometimes we
that
post
might
on
not be.
Instagram. Whatever. 2023. Who knows? Who
It's
knows?
gonna happen. We're gonna make it happen.
But either way, we'll see you then.
Bye.